Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Sirafalino. Amazon Senior Vice President Rohit Prasad said that it's working on allowing its voice assistant to mimic the voice of anyone using less than a minute of provided audio for training, positioning it as a way to make the memories last using the voices of deceased loved ones. Amazon provided a demo, but didn't say when the feature would launch. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos confirmed to the Wall Street Journal that it's speaking with potential ad partners, saying it will likely start in the advertising business in partnership with an established player. The Wall Street Journal sources say NBC, Universal, and Google are the top contenders to work with Netflix. General Motors said that all of its current and upcoming EVs built on its Ultium platform, as well as most Chevy Bolt models, will support plug-and-charge capability on the EVgo network. Plug-and-charge stations recognize vehicles as it parks, doesn't require pre-registration at each station, with payments handled and authenticated on a smartphone. GM also partnered with EVgo to add more than 3,250 fast chargers in the U.S. by 2025. Volkswagen, Ford, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Hyundai, Lucid, and Polestar also support plug-and-charge. Speaking of Polestar, it updated the Polestar 2 to support Apple CarPlay, with users able to mirror an iPhone screen and use Siri to control select functions, pretty typical for CarPlay. However, the Polestar 2 runs Google's Android Automotive operating system for its infotainment stack, hence being notable. Polestar also said it will support Apple's next-gen version of CarPlay announced at WWDC that provides deeper integration into a car's systems. Senate Commerce Chair Maria Cantwell said she is not close to supporting a recently unveiled bipartisan federal privacy bill, saying it contains major enforcement holes and is too weak given that it could override existing state privacy laws. Cantwell's panel controls the fate of any data privacy bill advancing to an overall Senate vote. Meta began testing an age verification update to Instagram in the U.S., which will require additional verification for users if they edit a date of birth to be over 18 years old. Instagram will test three verification options: uploading IDs, asking adult Instagram friends to verify age, or submitting videos for facial analysis. The system does not verify age when creating an account. eBay acquired the UK NFT marketplace known Origin. eBay began selling NFTs in 2021 and released its debut collection of sports-themed NFTs back in May. Brave Software announced its Brave search engine is out of beta. It also announced a new beta feature for search called Goggles, which lets users customize how search results are ranked with custom preferences and priorities. Example goggles include excluding Pinterest results from search or removing results from the top 1,000 most viewed websites. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced Facebook Pay rebranded to MetaPay. As part of this, Zuckerberg also said it's working on making this an interoperable wallet for the metaverse that can manage identities, items, and payment methods across digital worlds. Cerebras Systems announced its CS2 wafer scale engine set a record for training a natural language processing AI model with 20 billion parameters on a single device rather than having the workload scaled across multiple accelerators. For context, Cerebras' chips use virtually an entire chip wafer with 2.6 trillion transistors and about 850,000 cores. Cerebras says it hopes this will reduce the expertise needed to set up large models to further democratize access to them. Intel began selling its Arc A380 GPUs in China, and WCCF Tech got hold of one to run benchmarks. The A380 did well on synthetic benchmarks, scoring 41% higher than the NVIDIA GTX 1650 on 3DMark's TimeSpy, even beating the more expensive AMD RX 6500 XT. But it looks like its drivers for games are still a work in progress. Across 11 mainstream games at 1080p, it only beat the GTX 1650 on one title. Some users report Clubhouse began testing private groups for audio chat rooms called houses, formerly known as social clubs in internal testing. Anyone in a house can unmute themselves to speak, and members can post in a written group chat that persists for a week. Up until now, if you wanted a smartwatch running Wear OS 3, you had to get a Samsung Galaxy Watch 4. Luxury goods maker Montblanc will change that on July 15th with the release of its Summit 3 smartwatch. It runs Qualcomm Snapdragon Wear 4100 Plus SoC and offers pretty typical smartwatch capabilities. You'll be getting it for its luxury watch styling, and it has a luxury watch price to match, available for 1,250 euros. Micron revealed the i400, the largest capacity micro SD card with 1.5 terabytes of storage. It's 50% larger than the 1 terabyte C200 card released back in 2019. Micron plans to target the card at the enterprise surveillance market, with the card certified to handle 5 years of continuous high-quality recording. And finally, according to the analysts at Counterpoint, Apple accounted for the top four best-selling smartphones globally in April, with the iPhone 13, 13 Pro Max, 13 Pro, and 12 accounting for a combined 12.3% market share. Samsung accounted for four spots in the top 10, with the Galaxy S22 Ultra 5G its bestseller at number 5. Xiaomi was the only other smartphone brand in the top 10, with the Redmi Note 11 LTE at number 10. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.